Once upon a time, very much like now, a little girl named Madeline lived in the magical green countryside near Geyserville, where she spent many a happy hour engaged in her favorite pastime.
I love stories. I love reading.
But mostly certain kinds of stories.
I like stories that are adventurous, mysterious. They have a really cool ending.
So it was only a matter of time before she began to write stories of her own. And my story today is about one of hers. It's called Stormy's Strange Mystery. But let's have Madeline explain it.
It starts out when two young girls were born, one a princess and one a villager. And there is a man that is going to move in with them to save the queen's kingdom.
Ellen is the princess who becomes friends with Stormy, the village girl. But she distrusts Edward, whose shiny green eyes suggest he might be an evil changeling. Maybe, knowing just that much, you can see why Madeline's story recently won a contest at the Luther Burbank Center for the Arts. Melanie Weir, who manages their family programs, says it was a clear choice from their 20 entrants.
Maddie's really just rose to the top. It had great elements of adventure and characterization. We loved that it had a true beginning and climax and ending. She had excellent use of descriptors and things that third graders really don't have usually, which is the ability to write similes and metaphors and paint a picture with words.
Meanwhile, back in the story,
they throw a big ball, and Stormy throws a little bit of magical potion glitter stuff on him, and nothing happens, and she looks back, and it was just regular dust. She has to do the process again.
So Ellen invites Edward to walk in the woods, where Stormy is hiding behind a tree, as the story, read by its young author, reaches a dramatic conclusion.
Princess Ellen and Prince Edward were talking about how busy they were when they came to the tree Stormy was hiding behind. In less than 3 seconds, Stormy threw the magic dust on Edward, and Edward became a changeling. He turned into the shape of a wild animal with eyes glowing green. Princess Ellen dashed behind the tree with Stormy, and Edward ran far and fast. Soon he was out of sight, hopefully never to be seen again. To this day, nobody knows where Edward went, but two people know what he is for certain. A changeling.
Winning the LBC's story contest means that Stormy's Strange Mystery will be turned into a short theater piece when the improvisational Story Pirates troupe returns to the LBC on Sunday. That process is already going on, explains executive producer Gabe Jewell.
The cast will sit around and read the story a couple of times and then assign roles from the characters in the story and start to build it. It's relatively improvisational at first, and then as rehearsals go on, it becomes more solidified and turns into essentially a scripted piece. Sometimes a story then becomes a musical number or a song with choreography, and sometimes they're acted out in a comedic sketch.
And for Madeline, she's excited, and Sunday afternoon can't come soon enough.
Yes, very excited. I cannot wait.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.